The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Tisha Boone, and you're listening to Karaoke Cast here on theflypod.com. I am so sorry about the delay between episodes. I have been very sick lately, but I'm much better now. I'm just a little congested, so if I sound a little funny, that's why. Actually, I was so sick that I called off work for the first time in 7 years. I know, kind of crazy, but like I said, I am doing well now. I'm just a little congested. So I have lots to talk to you about because of the delay. I did finish the Superman comic that we talked about, and it was amazing, although I was extremely sad, as I always am every time I read / see Jonathan Kent die, because I hate it. I know it's part of the story, just like the whole Spider-Man thing, but I still don't enjoy it. But I love Superman, and I was correct. That was not his son. It was Zod's son in the episode. But of course, he is a good guy, not Zod, but his son, and wanted to be on Superman's side. Anyway, you can read the comic. It's called The Last Son of Krypton, but I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed the artwork. And my husband makes fun of me all the time because I'm very particular about my Superman artwork. See, for me, and I don't know why, but the jawline is very important to me in Superman. That's what I really enjoy about him, is his strong jawline. So I hate it when they have soft features on Superman in the comics. But anyway, The Last Son of Krypton was a very good one. Speaking of comics, my husband decided to buy $200 worth of comics, which he asked me first, of course, and I allowed him to purchase. And now we are trying to see what we can do with them. Some of them he wants to keep, of course, but some he wants to sell. So we're looking into that at the moment. None of them are Superman, or else I would keep them. And speaking of Superman and comic book characters, our neighbors are really into comics and Superman and a lot of the things that my husband's into. Of course, I'm into some of them as well, but not to the extent that he is. So we went over to finally talk to them. I mean, we've talked to them a few times, but we haven't spent a lot of time together. So the past few days, we've been over and actually talked for a while, which was a blast. They're amazing. But it was so funny because I told them, "You don't understand that I am not the nerd that you think I am." Now, don't get me wrong. I'm nerdy. I'm more dorky. I'm a dork. But I'm not the nerd that you think I am. Because they were so surprised that I haven't read Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings or any of that. And I've actually never been into any of that because I'm not a big sci-fi type person, but we did watch The Hobbit in theater, and I loved that. It was really good. Except for we did see it at the midnight release, so I was tired and fell asleep during part of it, but I woke up during all the action, and it was really good. But previously, I wouldn't watch Lord of the Rings because when I was younger and it was on television, I saw Gollum and it creeped me out because when I turned it on, I can't do the demonic voice in anything. I think we may have already talked about that, but with songs or anything like that, I cannot do it. I can't stand the demonic sounding voice. And when I walked in the room, it was Gollum and he was saying, "My ring, my precious." And it was really creepy. So because of that, I never followed the movies. But as I said, The Hobbit was really good, and I enjoyed it. So I might go back and watch them now that I'm not creeped out, because he does have an alternate personality, which is sweet, which was interesting. So during this time frame, I also decided to dye my hair. I wanted it to be one of those coppery red colors, kind of natural, but a little bright. So I did it myself. I went to Sally's for the first time. Usually I get the box dye, which we've talked about. But I went to Sally's this time and got my own developer and my own color and picked out a swatch that I thought was really cute. I come home, and because my hair is darker, had dark dye on it, I had to actually strip it first and then dye it, which I did, and it went all right. So I stripped it, and I mean, there were a couple spots that still have a little brown in it, but it wasn't bad. And then I dyed over it with the red color. Well, it was definitely red. Very, very red. It's a pretty color. It's just very bright. So in my fluorescent lighting at work, I pretty much look like an anime character, which is quite annoying because I have 5 billion people coming up to me each day and saying, "Wow, your hair!" And you can tell half of them, it's, "Oh, that's cool." But a majority of them, it's like, "That's a big shock. That's a kind of crazy color." And it's so crazy that I actually had a customer come up to me and say, "Nice hair. That's in style now, isn't it?" And I also had another customer say, "Hey, did you dye your hair to match your shirt?" Because I was wearing an orange shirt. So that's always fun. When every time you walk into a room, you get a comment. But I guess that's why you don't dye your hair red, right? If you don't want attention, don't choose red. But I like the color. It is, it's fading into a more coppery color. But it's exactly the color of the swatch, so I didn't make a mistake. And I always hate that because I worry when I go to work, because where I work, there is a salon. And I always think that when my hair's like that, they think, "Oh my gosh, look what she did. She destroyed her hair, blah, 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 blah." But they're not like that. They're really nice. But in this case, it is the exact color of the swatch, so I did not make a mistake. It just looks bright under the fluorescent lighting. So that was a nice little fiasco. And it's still that way. I think I might end up adding some blonde or brown into it later. My husband and I are going to be on a softball team with his dad and his dad's girlfriend. And some other family members, so I think that'll be a lot of fun. I've never been good at sports, though. And his dad used to be a softball coach, so I hope that he doesn't hate me if I'm bad. Of course, I know he'd never hate me, but I'm sure it would probably annoy him. Because my uncle used to be a softball coach, and it really annoyed him if anyone on the team wasn't the greatest. But this is supposed to be just for fun. But I'm excited. I think it's going to be a blast. And I think it'll also be a really good form of exercise for me. Of course, not when I'm standing there, but when I'm running in the field or running around the bases. Just being out and about will be a good form of exercise in the meantime. But I think it'll be a lot of fun to hang out with family. And that's another reason why I think I want to lighten up my hair a bit. Because we'll be outside in the sun and it'll be something fun. Something different. I've always gone with dark. My hair is actually a light brown, and I've always dyed it a darker brown or darker colors. So it's just something different and fun. So hopefully all the talk will die down soon. Because of my new hair color, the song that I chose this week is "Part of Your World" from The Little Mermaid, which once again tells you what a dork I am, because I sit and watch The Little Mermaid at 26 years old. Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Look around here, you'd think. Sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing. Walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping and dancing. Strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Bet you on land, they understand, but they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand, and ready to know what the people know. Ask them like questions and get some answers, like what's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore the shore up above, out of the sea? Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give to live where you are? What would I pay to stay here beside you? What would I do to see you smiling at me? Where would we walk? Where would we run? If we could stay all day in the sun, just you and me, and I could be part of your world. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know something's starting right now. Watch and you'll see, someday I'll be part of your world.
Babe!
Sorry.
Come here!
I honestly couldn't.
When you opened the door, you couldn't hear me.
I couldn't open the door.
I'm just going to put this as a little excerpt into my podcast. And talk about my rude husband.
When I opened the door, you weren't singing. I thought you had already sang the last line.
Get out.
Come on, cats.
So I told my husband I was going to put that clip in there because he interrupted my song, so the ending is not very fabulous. And not to mention the fact that I'm actually congested. So, thank you, Brandon, for your little cameo in our podcast today. And thank you guys for listening. I'm so excited that I got to talk to you again. Please send your songs/recipes to shout@theflypod.com. And thank you for listening to Karaoke Cast. I'm Tisha Boone.